There's some times that you just feel, man, maybe I shouldn't be doing this anymore. Well, stop doing it. God wants you to listen to every detail. God wants you to begin to run forward with everything he's called you to. Why did Noah do what he was commanded? Because he just had the greatest encounter with his father. He just had the greatest experience with his father. One touch from heaven, and let me tell you, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. And maybe you say, well, I know people, or maybe you say you yourself, that you've had a touch from heaven and you've walked away from God. I didn't say one touch from heaven will keep you from walking away from God. I told you that your life will be changed forever. You'll never be the same. Why? Because you'll always go back to that day. Even in the midst of your sin, you go back to that day of that encounter with God. Even in the very moment of trying to deny God, you go back to that place where you said, I experienced him and he was so real. Even in my very life, every time I tried to deny God, God would bring back up the experiences that I had with him. And I said, there's no way that he doesn't exist. I know what I felt. I know what I experienced. And I know my God is alive. And devil, you can keep trying to put stuff in my head, but the experience I had with him will not keep me back. The experience I had with him is what kept me going. The experience that I had with him is what made me continue forward. The experience that I had with him is what got me to come back to him. Why? Because I knew who he was, what I felt, and what I experienced. And I tell you today, we have seen so many hundreds of people in the 5 years we've been here give their lives to the Lord's. We haven't seen them come back, but let me tell you, their lives will never be the same. And in due season, in due time, I truly believe that God's going to be working on their hearts more and more and more and begin to draw them into his house, begin to draw them closer to him. There's so many individuals out there right now, I promise you, that God is tugging on their hearts saying, press into me, seek me and you'll find me. And he's telling them over and over again, you need me. But let me tell you, when you do not listen to that voice of God speaking to you, what begins to happen is great depression comes upon you. You begin to hate life. You begin to hate yourself. You begin to hate everything around you. Why? Because you're not listening to the voice of God. And everything else that you try to find in this world keeps you from happiness. Why? Because you've just pushed away the one true happiness. You've continued to leave it back. There's some of you today that are Christians and you're saying, I've been feeling like I need more, but I can't get myself to push into it. Well, let me tell you, you feeling like you need more is God tugging on your heart. And the only thing to make you happy is to get down on your knees and go to him and say, God, here I am. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're stressed out in your job and you need to work more to get things accomplished and forward. Guess what? That's not what's stressing you out. It may be that you're spending too much time in your job and not enough time with him. That we need to continue to press towards him. The things that really count, the things that really mean so much. Hallelujah. But how often is it we want what God has for us, but we don't want to step forward to receive it? We want what he has. We want it. We want God. We want a good relationship with him, but we just don't want to put in the time. We don't want to step forward. I was driving past the gas station this morning. There's a lady out there, and I see her going like this. I'm like, what is she doing? Like, is she pointing at somebody or what? And as I began to drive by, I began to realize it's cold outside and she didn't want to step off of the sidewalk. It was so cold and she was changing the numbers on the gas at the gas station, changing the price out by the street. But when she was here, she couldn't get it. But she had to like reach a little further. But she wasn't willing to take an extra step and to comfortably receive what she was trying to get. She was staying back and she was just, I can get it. There was no cord, nothing holding her back. It was her not wanting to go forward. She wasn't anything else. It was a wireless remote that she's trying to press it. That all she had to do was take a step forward. And let me tell you, it's that easy in our lives. We try to reach God. God, I know what I need. God, I know. God. But we won't take the step forward that he's calling us to do. We won't continue to run forward. We need to stop just trying to reach out without taking a step. One more step would have made the greatest difference. One more step. We often don't jump all the way in and we experience headaches. Half the time, it doesn't work right. Or we put ourselves through more pain and still don't get the job done. Sometimes it's taking one more step. I believe God's calling some of you today to take another step. You've accepted your salvation. You've accepted who he is. You've began to read, began to pray, but you didn't, you've kind of stopped at that very state. You've kind of stopped at that place right there where now you can still touch, feel God, but you're trying to feel him from a distance. You're trying to reach out to grab him now. When God isn't saying, reach out and pull some muscles and strain. He's saying, take a step forward. I'm here. I'm not trying to hide from you. I'm here waiting for you to find me. I'm out in the open. I'm everywhere you look around. Here I am. Will you take that step forward and stop trying to stay where you're at? We try to stay. God, you come to me. God, if you want this to work, you're going to need to come to me. No, God's saying, I want this to work, so why don't you come to me? My arms are wide open, waiting to receive you. Take the step forward. But I ask you today, have you had a true encounter or experience with God? Maybe you say, Pastor, I've raised my hand before, but I didn't feel any difference. And I continued in the same life that I was before that. Or maybe you say, Pastor, you know what? I have accepted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I have felt that experience. You talk about God, but I feel like I left it there. I started to go forward, but then I stopped for a moment. But you say, Pastor, I want it and I need this experience. I know there's more for me. I know there's more. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Yes, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. There's an experience with God waiting for you. Oh, yes, Lord. Here's the deal, guys. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, you say, I want to experience that, or I need to come back to that. Here's what happens a lot of times. Pastor gets up here. You're thinking in your head, your heart, yes, that's for me, that's for me. Then when he asks you to come forward and receive it, you stay where you're at. Imagine if Noah would have stayed where he was at. Imagine if Noah would have been embarrassed with the people around him thought and he didn't come forward to receive his experience with God. What if he stayed there and said, God, I know you're tugging on my heart today to do something, but I'm not going to go forward with what you're calling me because I'm ashamed. Because I'm embarrassed at what people think. But I'm telling you today, the good thing here, the greater thing is that you've got people around you that want you to experience this today. If you're here today, maybe you say a couple different things. Maybe you say, Pastor, I've never experienced that, and I want to experience what you're talking about. I want to experience a touch from God. I want to feel that today. I don't even know what you're talking about, but if that's real, I want it. Or two, you say, Pastor, you know what? I've experienced God, but I need a fresh touch. I need a fresh touch from God today. I need something that almost wakes my spirit back up. I need something that gets me running forward again. I've left that experience behind, and I need more. I need a fresh touch from him. You guys, you understand how many times that I needed a fresh touch. I needed a fresh touch from heaven, a fresh touch from God. It wasn't that God had left me. It was that over time after I had that experience, I didn't continue running towards it like I should have. And if you're here today and you say, you know what, Pastor? That's me today. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're thinking right now. All you need to be thinking about is you and God. If you're here today and that's you, I want you to run to this altar right now. I want to pray for you. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what it is, but you're here. You either say, I need a fresh touch from God. I need something to get me on fire again. You say, I've never experienced it. I want to experience. I don't care what it is, but I feel God's hand on this place right now. And I feel God saying, I want to do something in this house. I'm telling you, there's still many people out there right now that God's saying, come forward right now. He's tugging, it's not me saying, he's tugging on your heart at this very moment. And he's saying, come forward. He's saying, come experience me. He's saying, come experience me again. Come, let me do something in your life. Maybe you just feel like life has caught you up. That life is wrapped around you and you've been focusing so much on life that you haven't been focusing on God, and you're saying, you know what? I need a fresh touch today. I need to get back to where I once was. I need this. I still feel in my heart there's many more of you. Continue to come forward. I'm going to wait. God is speaking today. God is moving today. Oh, shahande ganasa kohonde roto. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to wait longer. There's still more of you. Continue to come forward. Do not be ashamed. Do not wonder what people think. Do not care. Why? Because all you should care about is the end time, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You should care about now for what God is saying to you, where God is calling you, what God is telling you to do, that God is moving in this house, and he's moving in your life today. Will you accept it today? Ooh, shahande yanasa kohonde roto. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Those of you that are up here, continue to pray right now. Continue to receive from God. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else, continue to come forward. There's still more of you. There's still more of you. There's still more of you. How do I know? Because I just feel the Lord saying, there's still more. He's telling me to wait. There's still more. There's still more. There's still more. Hallelujah. Just continue to line up here. Continue to line up. Ushers, if you'll help them get to the front here. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray for you a moment. And I believe God is going to do something in your life. That God is going to set you on fire like you've never experienced before. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, you know what? Years ago, I experienced such a great touch from God. Man, I wish I could feel that again. Well, let me tell you, get up here because you can. God wants to reach you today. He wants to touch you today. He wants to do something mighty in you today. Will you allow him? Will you allow him to change your life forever? Will you be like Noah and say, I had an encounter with God and I'm running forward. I experienced God and I'm doing what he's called me to do. Whew. I'm telling you, this here isn't for me. This is for you and God. Does it bless me when I see God working in your heart? Oh, yes, it does. Yes, Father. Let him feel a touch from heaven raining down on him today. Ooh. Let him feel the rain. Let him feel it on him from head to toe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're standing up here. Just continue to receive. Continue to receive. Continue to receive. Continue to receive. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when God gave me that power and authority series to preach here, he said that he was releasing something powerful. He was releasing something more. And I believe this is just the beginning of what God's doing. And God wants to release something in your life today. He wants to release something powerful. He wants to do something to change you, to impact you, to give you power to run forward. That you begin to say, I don't care what the world has for me, because all I care about is what God has for me. And you begin to care about the things that really matter. You begin to get excited about the things that really matter. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father.
We hope you've enjoyed the message today from Redemption Church. For a copy of today's program or to partner with us, please visit us at www.redemptionchurchstl.com.